This is Philip Battle with SSTI, and this is the SSTI podcast. I'm talking today with Ray Leach, CEO of Jumpstart, a venture development organization supporting high-tech entrepreneurs in Northeast Ohio. Jumpstart was a 2009 winner of SSTI's Excellence in TBET Award in the category Increasing Access to Capital. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
Well, maybe you could start by giving us a little bit of background on Jumpstart, and in particular its capital programs.
Sure. Well, Jumpstart was formed almost 6 years ago. We opened for business in July of 2004. And the initial vision for the organization, we're a nonprofit, of course, but the initial vision of the organization would be to function in many ways similar to a very, very early stage pre-seed, seed fund, but with additional resources to provide a tremendous amount of technical assistance and mentoring and coaching to first-time entrepreneurs located in Northeast Ohio who typically are working on their very first venture that's looking for equity capital. So our initial focus was very much orientated towards things coming out of institutions or certainly things with intellectual property coming from industry to help facilitate the creation of new companies. And we really, our mission has been to invest at the earliest stages. So we consider ourselves a pre-seed and seed stage investor. And we're investing today on average of about $250,000, but over time, we've invested about $350,000 on average in each of our 47 portfolio companies.
And do you still mainly work with very early stage companies?
We do. So as a nonprofit, as a 501c3, we are focused and we're funded to work on things that are squarely in the early part of the valley of death. So the typical follow-on investors for us are angels. And then sometimes our companies go right to VCs, but most of the time they'll go to angels. And then most of our companies so far have gone on to VCs over the last 5 years.
And do you have a focus on specific industries as well?
We do. We do. We do have a focus on our the resources that we receive from the state of Ohio and the Third Frontier Project. They'd like to see their dollars invested in electronics and controls, advanced materials, bioscience, energy, and propulsion. So we have an orientation that's, in this case, it's a little unusual in that it's not focused on information technology in and of itself. We do have many portfolio companies that we've invested in, though, that are IT companies that relate to one of those five other industries.
So when companies come to Jumpstart or when they become part of your portfolio, what sort of services do you offer them to help them grow and reach a stage where they can pursue additional investment?
Sure. So Jumpstart today actually has three lines of business. When we were originally formed, we would function in many ways like a venture fund in that we'd go out, you know, we'd seek entrepreneurs. They'd come to us. An average entrepreneur who approached us maybe would get more support from us than a typical venture fund or angel fund would give them, and that maybe we spend at least a couple hours with every company that approached us. But then we'd really, in the early days, we would then hone in on the best of the best of those companies, and they not only would, for the ones that we're seriously entertaining investing in, we might spend 20, 30, 40 hours with them, and then we'd make a decision to invest. And if we were to invest in the company, we'd spend another 500 to 1,000 hours assisting the company post-investment, because these companies that we're investing in are typically very, very small teams of 2-3 people, and the founders are typically inexperienced entrepreneurs. That was the original Jumpstart Inc. business model, and that business model remains at Jumpstart today in something called Jumpstart Ventures. So the organization has gotten larger over time. We also have a business unit called Jumpstart's TechLift Advisor Group. That's a group of six industry expert entrepreneurs and residents that work with companies that are not quite mature enough or haven't reached the credibility level of credibility yet to receive money from Jumpstart Ventures or from other entities. And so that group spends 10 to 12,000 hours of providing a technical assistance, you know, again, kind of that ranges across the board, business planning, connections to, you know, networks and technology experts. They provide about 12,000 hours of technical assistance to even younger companies. And then we have a third line of business that's focused on women and minority entrepreneurs. It is true that Jumpstart Ventures and kind of our original business, 30% of our clients happen to be our portfolio companies, happen to be women and minority companies. But we, you know, in Jumpstart Ventures, we're looking for things that can scale pretty quickly and raise a lot of venture, a lot of angel capital. And our Jumpstart Inclusion line of business, Inclusion Advisors line of business, works with companies that maybe aren't going to grow as fast. Maybe they're going to grow to 5, 10, 15, 20 million in revenue, as opposed to being, you know, the next Google. But companies that also need private equity, we have a group of folks in Jumpstart that are focused on those companies. Then on occasion, some of those companies aren't necessarily purely high tech. So they might be just high growth, and maybe they're a technology-enabled business as opposed to trying to invent a cure for cancer or trying to invent a new energy source. So today, we have a broad variety, or a wide variety of technical assistance services that we provide. Over 30,000 hours of technical assistance we provide to entrepreneurs in Northeast Ohio on a pro bono basis. And other funds, of course, then come to Jumpstart, you know, for-profit funds and other economic development-oriented funds, because we can provide them a lot of due diligence and help them effectively find companies to invest in. So we've become, you know, kind of a magnet for these kinds of companies in Northeast Ohio.
Well, Jumpstart seems to have had a remarkable amount of success partnering with other organizations in Northeast Ohio as well. How have you been able to do that?
Well, I think first the spirit of what we're about is, you know, our job, Jumpstart's mission is to create the, or in our case, I guess, recreate the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Northeast Ohio, and especially focused on high growth companies and everything that that entails. So, you know, the success of a sister fund or a you know, another fund in the region, for instance, the Innovation Fund at Lorraine County Community College, happens to be an even earlier stage fund than Jumpstart Ventures. So they're investing anywhere from $25,000 to $125,000 in things that become a feeder to our fund. And so we help the Innovation Fund with their due diligence and with their vetting of companies. And because, again, if we just had Jumpstart in Northeast Ohio by itself, we'd only have a certain level we'd only be able to make a certain level of progress in the region. We've been able to create an environment where folks are able to collaborate, build win-win relationships to help each other, find ways that our missions support each other. And that's just one example. We actually have partnerships with over 30 different institutions or nonprofits or for-profits in Northeast Ohio because, again, our funders are interested in having Cleveland today look like Cleveland at the end of the 19th century. And that may sound a little strange, but, you know, Cleveland, as in many industrial cities, was kind of the Silicon Valley of the country 100 years ago. And there's dozens and dozens of examples of individuals and organizations and chambers of commerce in this part of the country that played the kind of role, believe it or not, that Jumpstart actually plays today. So this isn't so much doing this for the first time. It's doing it for maybe the second time in our part of the country, but doing it in an organized way based on a nonprofit construct as opposed to chambers of commerce making direct investments in innovators or individuals. We have some individuals that have incredible legacy of helping to start companies that ended up being huge companies, not just here in Cleveland, but across the globe, individual angels that did this in the 19th century. So it's kind of fun to talk to folks in the Midwest around how we're doing things with actually, from a practical point of view, and a very similar approach to what was done 100 years ago, but folks in this part of the country have kind of forgot about what it takes to stimulate and grow dozens and hundreds of early-stage high-tech companies because this part of the country hasn't needed to do that for such a long period of time.
So for people in those other regions, are there any lessons you've learned along the way that you can share with them that might help them emulate your success?
Well, I think one of the things that Jumpstart really benefited from in the early days, this is 2002, 2003, before I came on the scene and before the organization was actually formed, is that the work that Jumpstart's doing today was a priority of the community before the organization was created. So, you know, there was intention, there was consensus in the community that early stage technology-based companies have a greater likelihood of creating jobs in our community over the next generation than the companies that had brought us or had, that had really created this economy over the last three, four generations. That's huge. So there was consensus amongst the corporate community, the philanthropic community, leadership at the state level, that this was a priority, this was important, this was going to make a meaningful difference. So that is probably the greatest secret of Jumpstart that it kind of just benefited from, in our case, in some ways by happenstance, is that this was a priority. And I know in many regions of the country, it's hard to get a level of consensus and understanding and action from a community to build a level of collaboration and to build a level of intention to actually source an organization that does the kinds of things that Jumpstart does. So the first piece is, you know, really trying to find champions across the whole spectrum of economic development, public-private foundation pieces. And then if you're able to do that, I think another great benefit for Jumpstart in that this community decided to that this was going to be something it wanted to do intentionally is that we've had the level of resources to hire great people from the nonprofit sector in some cases, but in reality, the vast majority of the folks at Jumpstart do not have a classic economic development background, but actually were or still are, in some cases, entrepreneurs, serial entrepreneurs, investment bankers, or have an investment banking or venture capital background. So when we built our founding team at Jumpstart 5.5 years ago, the first 16 folks, at least 13 of us, had never worked for a nonprofit before. So we were able to bring a lot of talent to this equation and to the mission of the organization. And then the final piece is outcomes. You know, I mean, what I try to do when I advise other communities that come to Jumpstart and try to learn about, you know, how we've done what we've done is say, well, when you figure out or you discern what the highest priorities are programmatically that you want to do, you better have a very clear sense of what your outcomes could be, should be. And then when you're achieving those and reaching those, you're doing an effective job of communicating, marketing what you're doing. So, you know, it's just as important to tell the community and your stakeholders what you're doing as it is doing it. So the alignment around what are the greatest programmatic outcomes your initiative can achieve with the right people, with the right resources, make sure you don't forget about enough resources to be able to tell the stories of the organizations and the entrepreneurs you're helping, because you're going to try to create a momentum and kind of a flywheel effect that will help you continue to do the work, not just for the first year or two, but hopefully over the next, you know, 3, 5, in 10 years. When Jumpstart was founded and we had our initial business plan, I mean, we didn't know whether any of this would work. I mean, there was intention, but we didn't exactly know. And one of the great outcomes and one of the things we're most excited about is we've been able to increase the level of momentum and consensus and intention of the community over the last 5.5 years because we've been able to get all the pieces of the puzzle working pretty well.
All right. Well, thanks for speaking to us today, Ray.
I appreciate it, and you know, we think the world of SSTI and the great work that you do.
Well, we appreciate that. And if our listeners would like more information about Jumpstart, they can visit the website at jumpstartinc.org. And for more information about the awards program, please visit SSTI's website at ssti.org/awards. Thanks.